Hello, everybody.
Can you get a bud?
Welcome back. This is some ASMR noise of me taking my headphones off.
Oh my god.
Welcome back to She Freak Podcast. We're geeking out over a new vocal mic we just got.
Yay.
Since we're in quarantine and we have to record our own music now. I'm going to turn our mics up real quick. Hopefully you can't tell that much difference.
We did the least quarantine thing ever today.
Yeah, we went grocery shopping.
It was a goddamn lie.
Oh my god, it was horrid.
It was so stupid.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyways, so this is going to be a quick and dirty one. Oh. We're going to put on the new Day 6 record called...
What a blessing.
Dude, it's so
good. It was
good.
So good on our ride home.
Right? What's the name of the record? I do believe it is called... It's The Book of Us, The Demon. Or I don't know if it's The Demon, The
For
Book of Us.
For it being called that, you think, oh god, this is going to be dark. But like,
right?
It is.
It's beautiful.
It's so gentle and airy.
Very beautiful
and
record.
It's aesthetically pleasing as music.
Very, very. And
that shit doesn't even matter. I'm just saying. They did an incredible job.
Yes. And we did a little Q&A asking of people on our Instagram last week, and we're going to answer some of those questions.
Cool.
So, here we go. This first song is called Day and Night. And hopefully the Wi-Fi holds strong out here to play music. All right.
Hold strong.
Let's see. Tati asks two questions.
Okay.
First question is, I did put it out there, like, soft boy related or not. Like, don't care. So, but I'm guessing this is probably soft boy related. What came first, the lyrics or the music?
The music.
That's true. You built it. You built the music on your phone, right?
I was going to be a selfish bitch.
Oh.
I thought it was so good.
Obviously.
I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever built. And lucky for our patrons, they got to hear what it sounded like.
Yes.
Built in Groovebox with tons of weird noises.
Yep.
And then I was like, hey Jess, I got this little ditty that super vibes. It's really different.
Yeah.
But I think it might be a good turn.
Right.
For us.
Right.
And
because we had already written Parallel. Right?
Yeah.
Parallel was a guitar riff that I wrote. And then you
Parallel.
Wrote Soft Boy, the music.
Yeah.
And like all digital sounds,
yes.
all artificial sounds. And when we started working on that, it was a challenge for me. Like, because that's not normally how we work. It's how we've started
True.
To work a lot recently,
yeah.
is building it digitally.
Right.
And then putting organic veg over top
well,
of it.
Well, we never had that, like, attribute.
Capabilities?
Is that even the right word?
No.
What does attribute mean?
Don't ask me that right now. My brain's
Someone send me.
It's like a characteristic.
We
so
never,
you're kind of
We
right.
never had those characteristics
yeah, you're
in
right.
building our music. It was always, like, always organic first.
And then Bone put those sounds
yes.
in.
Yes. But
right.
Bone inspired me
mm-hmm.
to build our music the way I think he would
right,
add to it
right.
And the amazing thing is all the sounds you hear on Soft Boy are the OG noises that I built it with.
Yes,
they're just tweaked to perfection.
Right. Right, to Bone so. perfection.
So yeah, music came first
for Soft Boy.
Yep.
I don't even remember how I came up with that lead over top of it, honestly. I think I just sat out here.
Did you just come out here? You kept coming out here.
I did.
And working on stuff.
Right. I mean, the rhythm part. Was, I was going to say guitar part. The rhythm guitar part.
Guitar.
Is pretty simple, I guess. And it's at a higher tempo delay than what I normally use. So it's very quick. It's like tick, 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 tick. It's faster.
Yes.
It's set at like... I can't remember this tempo setting.
1080p.
Anyways, So yeah, the music came first for that.
Yeah.
And then the lyrics. Did we have
Soft Make Me Boy Believe
written down somewhere? This next song is called Zombie.
Zombie
by Day 6.
Lyrics.
Because I think we had talked
what
about...
What did we just watch? No, we watched W.
Yeah.
Starting to See You in My Dreams. Oh, that's fuck. When we watched W.
Okay, yep.
K-drama called
oh
W.
Oh my god, with Lee Jong-suk. It's
love
amazing.
You, baby.
Oh
come home god. Soon.
Yeah. We pulled a lot from that, didn't we?
Yeah, because, like, the whole aspect of the show is...
Well, no, we used that more for parallel, because parallel universes, but it
really?
Carried over. Yeah, I think it kind of spilled over, but Soft Boy is
what?
The
but
opposite of Make Me Forget.
Yes.
We were like, we should write an opposite.
Yes.
You know, of course, the chorus of Make Me Forget is Make Me Forget the time.
How long it's been.
How long it's been. In Soft Boy is
make me believe
take your time with me. So long way around asking that question, music came first and it can be like for any song, every song changes.
Oh dude, for sure.
It could be a melody first. I mean, this is like such a stereotypical band answer, but it's true. Like, a song will manifest itself
a lot of the
in
time,
whatever form it wants to.
To be honest, a lot of the time I hear things other people do, and I'm like, ah, they should have just took it a little bit further. And then I'll be like, well, here we go.
Right.
I'm gonna rip this off as inconspicuously as I can.
As uniquely as possible in my way.
Yeah. Or I just rip our old music off
right,
all the time.
That happens, too. I think we've started to talk a lot about that in recent days,
yeah,
how everything's just like self-reference, which is something we learned a lot from the 1975, and then BTS did that. I think Architects has done that a lot recently too,
bro.
Just referencing lines, kind of like continuing the story.
We've got to go back to what we had, especially right now,
dude.
That's
all. Well, you know, you just pull from what you know and then make it new.
We wrote so frivolously. When we were kids, it was the more
right.
the better. So there's a lot
right.
for us to pull from.
Be wordy, be metaphoric, be poetic.
Emery meets fucking Dance Cabin Dance meets a lot like
and
birds.
Not that we're not still poetic, I guess, in our lyrics.
I think it's even more poetic now that it's more simplified.
Right, it's more straightforward, so. I think. And it's condensed, mm-hmm. so it's not... So we can focus on melodies.
So we can focus
wordy.
On playing, too.
That is true, too. We always have to consider,
whoa,
shit,
we have to play
this.
Live.
Right? So that's always fun. That's
yep.
always fun. Oh, and then T's second question. This is just a goofy one.
Cute.
She asks, are y'all staying hydrated?
Yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
We both have water.
Right? I have this. It's actually sitting right here. This Contigo, not sponsored, is a 20-ouncer, and I fill this sucker up at least 4 to 5 times a day. So, maths. That's like 80 ounces of water a day to 100, which I think is good.
I have a...
Is that pretty good?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's good. Any water is good. Any amount of water is good.
Lots. You want lots of water.
I have a Fox mug filled with hot water.
This is TikTok.
Elderberry.
Not
and
Ginnamon? Ginnamon. Elderberry and ginnamon.
I just miss my mans right now. What the fuck?
Wow, dude.
I have elderberry and ginger, like,
ginnamon.
Extract. Fuck you, rat.
That's my new favorite.
I don't even have cinnamon in there. I just have the taste in my mouth. Yeah. Warm water. I like warm water.
You do like warm water.
I drink hot and warm water
a lot. But
there's
a scientific reason for that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Warm water, drinking warm water.
Well, your body can distribute it.
Tribute! A volunteer's
quicker.
Tribute!
A three.
Distribute.
Yes.
Anyway.
Ginnamon.
That'll just be the title.
Next question. Yes.
Staying hydrated.
Everybody get a drink of water right now.
So this may be an actual longer answer as okay. well.
I'll make it short.
No, it's all right. We've got 3 more songs
on
this record.
I'm very tired.
This is a mini album, so it's only 6 songs. That's why it's going to be fast.
Very.
I can't read my phone from this angle. Poisoned Alice asked, what plans do you have next? This is kind of a two-parter.
Oh, God.
What plans do you have next? ? Maybe to release an LP? ?
A lemon pie?
What else could LP stand for?
Long, loser people.
Long
penis.
Oh my God. I can't believe you. Should that get
Justin, are you listening right now?
It's been a long day. We went grocery shopping.
I think I suffocated for 12
kind
days.
Kind of traumatizing.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was a waste of my life.
God.
But bro, I got the Napa cabbage and the kimchi gonna pop off now.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
Day. Well.
Wow. Okay.
What was the question?
What's next?
Let me tell you.
What's next? And LP means a full length record.
All I've been hearing is Jesus is coming, so bitch, I don't know what's coming next. We all might be getting raptured.
No, actually, part of our what's next is sitting right in front of us.
Yes.
This nice new vocal microphone.
Our what's next is getting lots of gear.
Right.
That we can finally financially get.
Right. Lots of hard work, savings, and unemployment collection.
Thank you, government.
We are actually going
it's not
to
even
do a complete studio remodel.
Like, what's next? It's just like, what's right now? We're making
right.
decisions and just doing things.
Right, because it's like we can't
plan shit.
We can't plan shit except for doing things here. So we were like, okay, we cannot play shows this year. Like, we're probably not going to be playing shows this year.
I don't even know if I physically and or mentally could if they were like, it's fine, everything can
Dude,
happen again.
I know. Even when
like,
they say we can, it's still going to be terrifying.
Fucking Hobby Lobby is opening tomorrow, and I think it might be an apocalypse because people are going to want fake flowers to make shit with.
I need fake flowers.
I
want
to go.
I need craft
supplies,
I
need to
bro.
Go.
I needed craft supplies.
I need to make
like
K-pop earrings. Do
yeah.
you understand?
I do.
I need fake vines for my aesthetic room.
Aesthetic. I understand.
But not really.
So,
it's cool.
We have been... we're going to do a complete studio remodel. We have a very small room in our garage, which you've seen in... Or you haven't seen in our... recent history
the
videos.
The song slaps. It's called Love Me, Leave Me.
Yes. Love Me or Leave Me. Amazing. Anyways, this is like 12 by 16, I think, this room. I think. Anyways, big enough for a drum kit, all my guitar cabs, a sound system, and some mics.
Yeah.
And some extra stuff.
It's
in our computer.
All right. If you had to sleep in here, you could.
So we're going to redo our walls, our acoustic panels. We are updating some essential gear that we've needed for like ages, but have never had the time to invest
yeah,
in.
Like we couldn't even afford just mic cables.
Right.
Because
a new mic. Life. Everything is used to. We're trying to find everything. Used as much as we can. So if you're selling any studio gear, hit us up. So yeah, a new interface. We need a new tower for our computer because we're gonna have to update our Pro Tools. We need a couple overhead drum mics,
mm-hmm.
which we're gonna get. Some new in-ear systems.
Yep.
And I think like we could start recording whenever we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but we've been talking a lot with our little team. You know, what do we do right now?
Yeah.
And the only thing that we can come up with at the moment is just staying creative and pumping out content and making new music. And we've had like, we had a complete project. We should have been in the studio next week.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That was what was going to happen after these shows. We were playing a run of shows yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This was this weekend, which is May.
This weekend would have been like
May
our biggest shows to
date. 15th and 16th, we were kicking off our Safe With Me shows with our dearests, Lokella. And that is not going to happen for a while. So, and then after that, we were going to end in Indianapolis, and then we were going to go record.
Yeah.
And that money that we made during those shows was just going to go for recording.
Yep, go back into the studio.
So, we're like, well, we can't do that, so we are going to invest in our little studio up here to get as solid quality as we can to send to our producer remotely and record that way.
Yep.
Back and forth, you know, the exchange of files. It's not idyllic.
No.
In any way, but it's doable right now, and that's what we can do. So, I mean, we had an entire project planned out to release this next 6 months of the last 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
And not saying that that's not going to happen. I think it will still happen.
It's possible. It just might be a little bit. Hey, I found my chapstick.
Nice. We might have to do it a little differently.
Yes.
And then
it'll only feel different to us. Like, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else will just.
It'll just be exciting new music.
Right.
The song's called Stop.
Fire.
Yeah, it'll just be new music for everyone else. Elch, which I guess hopefully will be exciting. Softboy's been doing pretty good.
He's been bopping.
Right. And we're going to continue to kick out content around Softboy. We have quite a bit more to do to help promote that.
Mm-hmm.
Which will probably carry into the beginning of June. I don't know. And then we talked about doing like an Animoya anniversary, 2 year anniversary celebration with like playthroughs off of that.
Oh my god.
At least make me forgetting something in the air. Like, okay. Bottom line, like at least those two I think would be cool and doable.
Yes.
Doing playthroughs. And potential sing throughs. one take sing takes.
One take, one do.
And then when it comes to a full length record, definitely not now.
Nope.
As much as I know, like, I don't want to say, I guess the millennials, us, we're used to, we were kind of the beginning generation of, like, the single generation.
More or less EPs.
Right.
Because I always
length records do not do well these days. On an independent level.
No.
And here's the theory, right? And this is what we've been doing since 2016. You, essentially, the listener, have enough content that equates to a full-length record that
yes.
we have up right now.
Which is insane.
And that's
to
what
think
we've
about.
Been trying to supply and just continue that thought process. So, essentially, Duality, Parallel, and Softboy, that's 9 songs right there with the intros and outros,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty damn close to a full length.
I'd then just go listen to our other EPs.
Right, essentially, but then the next project was going to tie into that to
yes.
give you a full length feel.
Yes.
Again, in a year's time, because here's the problem with releasing a full length record, and this is just my opinion and opinions I've heard, and there are things that I agree with. Someone else could say that I'm completely wrong, but in the way that people consume music these days, it's one and done. Like, mm-hmm. they listen to it, and it's got to be fucking phenomenal for them to continue to listen to it. So that's where the benefit of, like, breaking things up into singles. Like, we could record an entire full length right now, but we're not going to put it out as a full length. You know, we may break it up in, like, batches of threes or whatever, things like that.
Yo, we were mortified to put Soft Boy out. Like, dude, after we did, we were like, oh shit, we should have held on to that.
Right.
For a couple more months.
Right. Because, you know, back to back with Parallel. But,
well, because now we feel like we don't have
anything
to follow up with.
And that's the whole point, is instant gratification. I want more. Like, in so being able to have that content on just, like, ready to go. Like, yeah, we could record 10 songs and then take 10 months to release it.
Yeah.
One song a month. Because that's the way people consume these days. And that's the smart way, in our opinion, as a band and with our management, that we've seen it help us grow way more consistently than trying to put out an entire batch of 10 songs and maybe one or two of those songs do really well.
Right, exactly.
Because then that's a lot of time and money into 10 songs when you could have focused just on those two really good songs and spaced them out and push the crap out of them. So, full-length records. Until we hit some sort of
level. I don't even think I would want...
It's hard to get people to buy music.
Because I don't have the capacity to write a full length.
This is 1 to 10. This is my favorite song on the whole fucking record.
Yes, it's a good one. Like, I can't even think of, okay, I have to sit down and write 10 songs.
Right. Well, we...
And stick to those 10 songs.
We wrote 9 in a year's time. You know what I mean? Duality.
I know.
Intro, outro, parallel, intro, outro, Soft Boy, intro, outro. You know, we did that. But we broke it up.
There wasn't the stress of, this has to be one whole thing.
Exactly. I'd be like, but it all goes together.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
we have the freedom to do what we want.
Unless you have a diehard fan base, doesn't matter what size, either necessarily. You need a decent sized one to support that kind of investment. People who are either going to stream the fuck out of those records on Spotify, YouTube, or whatever, so they're being monetized, or people who are going to buy physical records, like you're gonna buy the CD, you're gonna buy the vinyl, you're gonna buy the 7-inch,
right, and then having money to back it with all the things that are
and
relevant,
then buying bundles, you know, that whole culture,
merch,
yeah,
bundles,
we could do that, but it just doesn't go over well. Like, people are always interested, but it's not. And this sucks, like, the business side of it, it's not enough people to financially, for us to financially make that move.
Yes.
Which we could do pre-order types of things, but that doesn't even go over well these days on our level. So, full lengths as, I guess, they're not essential these days.
No.
And that kind of sucks. But I love a full-length record. Like, well, I'll listen to a full-length record.
That's what we grew up
from on. My favorite bands. But that's 3 bands that I'm investing that time and energy and money into to support that batch of, like, 12
I
songs.
Don't even think
in the 1975's case, 15, 16 songs.
18-year-olds BTS. And under. Dude. Don't even.
BTS put in... Map of the Soul 7 was...
Dude, next question.
How many?
There's too much.
How many songs on a record? So, yeah, you have to be fanatic.
You have to have...
Fans. Yeah. And I don't want to say we don't
and
have fans.
Or
but
you
Jesus.
Need to have an extremely supportive, talented team that's going to push and help.
Oh, you got to have a financial
because,
backing
Well,
for
just
that
with
too.
Writing that much and dude, we don't...
You want
to
know it's
going to
get pushed out.
Yes, we design everything, but like the things we want to do, we need mass production to help
true.
With. So it's just like we can we talk ourselves out of it within seconds.
Everything we're doing is on a DIY level. So like sourcing, because we can't afford to source things out, especially right now. You know, like we're investing in ourselves. So we can continue to do it ourselves without having to source out a lot of stuff because it's pricey. I mean, it might be worth it. I don't know. And that's the thing. It's like taking that risk to know, like, is this really gonna pay off?
Right.
At our level. Not that our level is terrible.
I don't know what our level is.
I don't know what our level is either.
Like,
it depends on who you ask.
I don't know who we are to people.
Right.
Like, no one... No one is...
What are we to you?
I mean, but that's just personally my state of mind right now. Like, I don't... I'm not... I can throw out names. I don't really want to, but, you know.
Where is this going?
Down a depressive hole.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't go there.
Because I'm tired.
Right. And that's true, too. We are very tired right now. But, yeah, it's a lot to put out a full length.
Yeah.
These days. It's not consumed the way it used to be even 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, but it started dying 15 years ago.
I think also, like, we're still relevant in the way we're writing, but we're doing it with an older soul. With just, like, what we have. Like, we don't have... And not that you have to have all the latest top whatever, whatever.
Right.
But it's just a very slow...
We need some youngins on our side.
No, we don't. No, we don't. There's enough young turds out there making it difficult for us.
No, we need ladies.
Yes.
Not to diss men or anything, but women support things in such a different way. We're women, and to the ladies out there.
I wish there were more women for me to support.
This is how, dude, our ratio, our statistical ratio across social media is like 70% male, 30% female. Ladies, we're scared.
Yeah, we really need some women.
We need to balance that. 20% more would balance that to 50-50, which would be 10 million times better. But I would love to see that flipped.
There's too much, like, discomfort coming from male fans. And, like, I hate even saying that out loud. And just, like, male consumers in general.
Right.
So, like, having...
Having females, that's such a weird word.
Having women, tell you what you're doing is awesome feels more genuine and awesome.
Right.
And having women share your stuff.
Yes.
Means a lot more. Because
women share more.
I don't want to say means a lot more, but, like, it's hard for women to like women on a genuine level.
It can be.
Whereas men, it's
we've been pitted against each other.
Or superficial or whatever.
Right.
Because women will look at our skills versus the way we look.
Exactly.
A lot of the time. Because that's what I do.
Right.
As a musician.
Yes.
I don't care how you look.
Right.
I don't care how you present yourself.
Right.
If you're talented and you have character.
Yeah.
Good character.
Right.
And you're not, like, breaking human morals, then, like, I...
Support.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's always how we viewed things, talent over, you know, anything else.
Yes.
And I think that gets overlooked a lot when it comes to women in any industry.
Yeah.
You have to, one, look good first to catch anyone's appeal. But we were just told in a comment several days ago that we should change that. So it's like we're getting good feedback, but then we're getting these really little weird bits of feedback that just kind of reinforce that male stereotype. And please, men, we're not here to bash anyone.
No, not at
all. This is just our reality in the way that we perceive, I don't want to say our fan base, but I guess that's the only way to really put it.
Well, the people that are communicating with us right now, whether it be...
We're reaching out to the people that we want to communicate with. I'm
right.
just saying that. Like, if we're leaving comments to you, your personal shit on anything, that is because we want to communicate with you.
Yes.
We want you to be our fan. We want your support. And that is hard to do as two women and comment on, like, a dude's profile picture and have it get taken way the wrong way, in the wrong direction.
Yes.
You know, we're not looking for that kind of attention. Like, I don't even know what hookup culture is. That even
oh, dude,
thing.
Fuck like, that. Like you just know because I mean. We're saying thank you so much.
Right. With a heart. Like, I'm afraid of putting a heart at the end of
oh,
things.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
With dudes these days.
You can't be like, you have to be like, lol,
how did we get
haha,
here?
Thank you.
Right.
Ha-ha,
right.
Ha-ha.
And I know guys do that to us by calling us dude and bro and things like that, which just going to say. Please don't call me that. You can call me by my name.
No. Yeah.
And I'm totally okay with that.
Yep.
but yeah.
I don't
even know how we got off on that.
I don't know either.
We just we want.
It's been a lot of weird feedback lately.
Yeah, a lot
I'll
of
say that.
Weird feedback that is more or less causing me to want to verbally like correct people over the internet.
Right.
Verbal.
Right.
But, you know, I can't do that because singling people out is mean.
Right. Yeah. Well, we don't want to alienate people. And the weird thing is, too, is, like, we understand some of these comments aren't coming from a malicious place. It's just a dated mindset.
Right.
So how do you combat that without being confrontational?
Exactly. And it's
and
hard.
And that's really strange to juggle as well.
Having people that you don't know be like, well, this is how I've viewed your band
for 10 years.
And I'm like, well, what the fuck have you been listening to and or watching?
Right.
And or experiencing at live shows?
Right.
Because a lot of the time, people are way off base.
If they've never seen us live.
Yeah.
Right. Which I wish, I mean, I don't know. I guess we could just go through some of our footage. We don't have a lot of current footage of us playing live.
It's hard
up
to get footage
days.
That sounds good.
True. True.
Especially.
So let's move on to some lighter hearted
questions.
All
right,
all
right.
Are you two twins?
Yes.
3 years apart.
We're 3 years apart.
3 years apart, twins. Let's just kick out these last funny ones. Is Nikki really half Korean?
Yes.
Then what does that make me if we're twins?
Equally
I'm
is
the,
half.
I'm the
You're the other
half.
Half.
I'm the fucking white half.
Oh, wow.
So boring.
So racist to yourself.
I'm racist to
My myself. Mom told me I can be whatever I want to be.
And then, is Jesse really dating a K-pop idol?
Bro.
Can you answer that for me?
I can. The answer is true. It's true. Put it in the tabloids, bitch. We're trying to get some momentum. Yes.
I think we would have some momentum if I was really dating
yes.
a K-pop idol.
You're not?
I'm not confirming.
Bitch,
or
I am.
I'm not confirming. Or
ask me again. Yes. Yes.
I swear to God, we're not delusional.
I am delusional right now.
Well, yeah, it was a tough day. So, yeah, that ends.
Why do we do
Q&A.
This on tough days?
Right.
It's great times.
Right. So, those were just a few. I think we're going to do a few questions that we picked out that we thought would be one, beneficial, and two, funny. So, we may do more of these in our stories. We're actually thinking about doing an entire Q&A series on YouTube.
Yes.
And just being
people obviously
balls.
Don't
you
know.
You need to subscribe to our fucking YouTube channel.
Who
please.
We are, because they're like extremely put off by the fact that one, Jesse and I curse, and two, that we're really funny.
I think we're funny.
I think we're hilarious.
I don't know how people have perceived us.
Maybe
for...
we're irritating as fuck, and people are like, "Wow, I've been following this for 10 years.
I thought they put out music like this, but they act like that."
Right? People thought we were still quote unquote Christian kids, and we're like, "Fuck." Metal bitch. I'm just like I don't really subscribe to that.
That could be a complete other conversation, and I don't know if that's something that you guys would want to hear us talk about, like our coming out of that whole scene, like Christian music.
I don't even know.
Church music.
I don't
those
even
are deep know. Conversations
those
that
are
could be
things
a complete series
that I have no direct answers for.
We don't know, but I think that's the beauty, is we don't have answers for, but we have real life
yes,
experience
yes.
and that's what matters.
Yep.
If anyone has any sort of questions on that or can relate to that, there are very few people who we can relate to in our childhood of like
Bro.
What we experienced growing up and then being adults. Like, we have childhood trauma.
Dude,
of church.
I could tell you some motherfucking Woo! Stories.
Woo!
I love Jesus. I struggle with God. There, I'll put it simple as that. Don't push it off on me, because I'll walk away.
Anyways, so yeah, We don't talk about those things.
No, we don't,
because it's not a comfortable thing to talk about a lot of the time. It's been made
a good topic.
It's been made to be uncomfortable.
It could be a good topic. You never know. But
if I had to think about it,
if you want to hear more about our life and who we are,
oh wow,
I don't know.
Then click the button below.
Question and answer. I don't know. We may do more Q&A things on our Instagram.
People never ask us questions. No one wants to know anything about us. But they're like, oh my gosh,
right?
You're so mysterious.
We're showing you who we are on YouTube.
The second we start being honest, people are like, what the fuck?
Whoa, what's that about?
We're like, this is normal.
So maybe we do, I don't know.
This is normal behavior.
It's completely normal behavior. Yeah. We're just, when we're left alone, like just the two of us, and this is what you're hearing, it's just the two of us left alone, and it can get turnt and wild. We're wilding out, fam.
I mean, yeah.
Because we are essentially the same human 3 years apart when it comes to like brainwave connectivity. And like our thought process,
people are just like weirded the fuck out that
we
one,
should be twins.
We say thing like we answer the same thing at the same time, and or we can just like be on opposite sides of a music venue and be like, nah, this shit's
whack.
This is weird.
This is whack.
We're gonna play and we're gonna leave.
Yes.
Get our money cut and peace out.
Peace out. Pay up.
Like,
bye.
I am too old to stand through this trash. Goodbye. I love you all.
We're not old, actually.
Not. Really?
So, anyways, get turned up on the podcast and YouTube. Please subscribe to our
the
YouTube
YouTubes.
Channel. And make sure you're following us on Instagram. Those are the three.
Yeah, can weird dudes quit following me on Instagram? Shout out to none of you. Stop liking my stuff from 10 years ago.
Oh, God, that's so weird. Yeah. Anyway.
I love your fake tattoos from...
Someone said that to you?
Someone said that to me, and then I was like, sick Snapchat filter, bro.
Did you say that
back?
Yes!
I was
just
like...
Oh my god, did you really?
I'm not even kidding. I've been fuming over this shit. I'm like, this is on my body forever, you piece of shit.
If you publicly put yourself out there in a... idiotic way, we reserve the right as women to
like,
publicly shame you.
I knew it wasn't worth it when their fucking icon was like the smiley face from Walmart. So I was you can go right ahead and eat a bag of dicks. Bye.
Okay, we're going to end it on that note. Eating dicks, if that's your thing.
You know.
Or not.
Nope. I just like donuts. From that one place.
The sinking ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
In
There's
in
a vegan
Indy.
Place in, well, not all vegan, but
Where
they serve
it?
Vegan. It's in Broad Ripple.
Broad Ripple.
Yeah. It's
Broad
called
Nipple.
It's called the sinking ship. And they have a dessert.
They have two desserts.
Right.
One's called the bag of dicks and the other's called the
sack
of balls. And they're just donuts.
One's churros and one's donuts.
You can figure them out. And some chocolate and you have a fun time.
They're really good.
It's great.
Anyways. Go have yourself a bag of dicks and a sack of balls and just put some Netflix on. We're going to go watch The King, Eternal Monarch, Lee Min Ho's Waiting for Me.
Oh, I have no one waiting
and
for
Nikki.
Me.
Dude, you got...
What?
His name is Stohan. Dude, bodyguard, bro.
Oh, damn, son!
I told you.
I just remember.
Anyways.
Oh, he nice. Oh, he pretty me.
Oh,
you can protect me.
Oh, no.
Only.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop. We're going to stop now.
He looks real nice.
Yeah, I just want some nice boys contacting me.
Bro,
please.
You ever seen a man wear a suit?
Woo!
With his hair slicked back.
Woo!
I can't whistle.
There it goes. All right. We're going to stop.
Bye.
We need to stop.
Bye.
Okay,
I'm
please
sorry.
Be safe.
I'm sorry. Please don't be offended by me.
Quarantine. Quarantine. I bleed insanity.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Bye,
okay,
everyone.
Bye. Annyeong.